the world this week. Politics.
Theresa May, Britain's Prime Minister, hoped that a deal struck at a cabinet summit would enable her to take an acceptable proposal to Brussels for leaving the European Union. The deal split hardline and more pragmatic Brexiteers. Two cabinet ministers resigned in protest: Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary, and David Davis, the Brexit Secretary. Mrs. May defended the proposals, taking aim at potential challengers by saying, "To lead is to decide."
The resignations forced Mrs. May into a hasty cabinet reshuffle. Jeremy Hunt is the new Foreign Secretary. Dominic Raab will lead negotiations with the EU as the new Brexit Secretary. He holds a black belt in karate.
One of the two people recently exposed to the Novichok nerve agent in Britain died in hospital, prompting police to launch a murder inquiry. Authorities said that the possibility that the incident is linked to the poisoning in March of a former Russian spy is a clear line of their investigation.
Donald Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to be Anthony Kennedy's replacement on the Supreme Court. Mr. Kavanaugh is an appeals court judge who once worked for Kenneth Starr's investigation into Bill Clinton. Democrats vowed to block his appointment, though a change to the rules means that Supreme Court picks can no longer be filibustered.
Andrew Wheeler, a former lobbyist for the coal industry, took over as acting head of the Environmental Protection Agency following the resignation of Scott Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt was facing over a dozen federal investigations into allegations of unethical behaviour and had run up a huge travel bill from flying first class.
In Nicaragua, at least 20 people were killed in a day of protest against the government of Daniel Ortega, the president. Over 300 people have been killed since protests began in April. They started as a demonstration against the government's slow response to a forest fire and grew when it cut pensions. A dialogue between opposition groups and the government, mediated by the Catholic Church, has been suspended.
A judge on weekend duty at an appellate court in Porto Alegre, a city in southern Brazil, ordered the release from prison of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, a popular former president who is serving a 12-year sentence for corruption, but his decision was overturned. The appellate court's president ruled that there were no legal grounds to free Lula.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Mexico's president-elect, said that Marcelo Ebrard, a former mayor of Mexico City, will be foreign minister in his government. Mr. López Obrador is a leftist, but Mr. Ebrard is thought to be a moderate.